Earlier this month, a truck carrying waste from the East Palestine train derailment spilled over 20,000 pounds of contaminated soil. The spill was contained, but it highlighted one question hovering over the cleanup in East Palestine. What happens to the waste? The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier found some of it is going to an incinerator in Ohio with a history of problems.
On a quiet street near the Ohio River in the city of East Liverpool, Amanda Kiger peers through a chain-link fence at a smokestack, billowing out a stream of white vapor. This is one of several facilities where Norfolk Southern is sending a total of nearly 40,000 tons of contaminated soil. It's in the middle of a neighborhood separated only by the street we're standing in.
There is an alley, and then there's people's homes. It's not even a whole street. It's an alley.
Kiger is executive director of River Valley Organizing, a local activist group, and she's fought for years to tighten regulations on this hazardous waste incinerator. It's owned by an Indiana-based company called Heritage Thermal Services. The plant, which has processed 2,000 tons of contaminated soil so far, is a few miles downriver from the Pennsylvania border, and it has a history of pollution.
And so we do know what they have put through there. We know they've got us with dioxin. We know they've got us with lead. We know they've got us with an array of chemicals.
In 2018, the facility entered a consent decree with the EPA for nearly 200 violations, including failing to control emissions for dioxins, a group of long-lasting carcinogens, and heavy metals like cadmium and lead. This is why Kiger's first response to hearing that waste from the derailment would be coming to East Liverpool was NIMBY, not in my backyard.
It makes you feel sick when you're like, okay, not in my backyard. I'm going to NIMBY this, you know, go give it to somebody else.
Other places have reacted the same way. Michigan, Texas, Oklahoma, and the city of Baltimore all rejected East Palestine waste, which includes contaminated soil laced with the chemical vinyl chloride. But East Liverpool hasn't. The city's mayor didn't return multiple requests for comment, but told NBC News he trusted regulators' assurances the waste would be safely disposed of. The incinerator has been controversial ever since it was first built in the 1990s over the protests of local activists like Alonzo Spencer.
Years back, we used to have demonstrations. We've gone to jail.
Spencer and others, including the actor Martin Sheen, protested plans to build the plant in East Liverpool, wedged into a working-class neighborhood where per capita income is about half the countywide average.
It was close to neighborhood, and school. And the more we looked into it, the more interesting it came to us because we thought it caused a health problem.
Spencer, now 94, is skeptical that an incinerator with a history of violations can safely handle the waste from East Palestine. Despite its track record, the incinerator is on the EPA-approved list of disposal facilities Norfolk Southern can ship the waste to. Heritage declined an interview request, but in written responses to questions said the plant meets all federal requirements. Marco Castaldi is a chemical engineer at the City College of New York. He says if Heritage operates correctly, incinerating the waste has the least environmental impact of any disposal method.
Where are you going to put it? The only two options are into a landfill or into a incinerator.
Castaldi says incinerators like this one are better than landfills because they reduce the amount of hazardous waste by burning chemicals at very high temperatures.
Any molecule, if you heat it up enough, breaks apart into its elements.
The vinyl chloride in the contaminated soil is converted into hydrochloric acid instead of dioxins. This gets removed from its exhaust through the scrubber system. That is, as long as the facility is operating properly.
You know, if they're doing things that are violating their permits and air quality controls, and then don't send it there. Right? That's a problem.
Many in East Liverpool say all they can do is hope the plant does what it's supposed to and that East Palestine's waste doesn't become their problem, too. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.